One DHB that's having a crack at improving their dismal flu jab uptake is Taranaki. Nationally, as we told you yesterday, the number is 54%. These are health workers. These are people in the DHBs. Only 54% of people have got a jab. Taranaki is at a mere 50%, so they're offering prizes. Taranaki DHB Integrated Operations Manager Cameron Grant Fagi is with us. A very good morning, Cameron.
Morning, mate.
Nikki Turner was on the program yesterday, the advisory person, and she said, look, people are worn out, they're sick, they're away, they're tired. Is that real or are they excuses?
No, look, I think the workforce is really struggling with illness, just like the population. So I think it's a true reflection. And at our DHB, we're trying to minimise the impact of flu by increasing our vaccination rate from 60%, but our target's 80%, and we're going to push through and make sure we get there.
What's your view of the role of the medical profession to set the standard for the rest of us?
Well, I think people take a lead from health workers, and that's important. I think that's our role. I think we've got good certainly where the population's vaccination is important, and we're going to continue to push through. Taranaki's putting ourselves as a fortress because we need to be well, and we need to be looking after our people, our community. So we need people to be present and doing the work, and we're a team of 2,500.
But everyone would understand that. There wouldn't be a person working for a DHB that wouldn't understand that, and yet they haven't acted. I mean, talking about it's one thing, not acting is another. Why do you reckon that is?
Well, if we took the COVID example, there was a mandate to support us and support our team to get vaccinated. On this occasion, there isn't a mandate, so we're relying on our people to do the right thing, and I think we're on the track to do that. And I believe we'll get there as well. We know it takes time. We've got busy people who are focusing on lots of activity and doing the work of delivering health care at the moment. So it's about reaching out and incentivising with some hotel stays and some gifts just to get people interested in that.
Since you have announced that, has that made a difference as a queue formed?
Well it's about what we do and taking ownership and responsibility for that. We've got stuff right, like last night, for example, we had a vaccination team arriving the hospital, vaccinating the night shift workers and the late afternoon workers. It's taking reasonable steps, and I think we've seen how we can vaccinate a country and you have to take different activities to try and get those folks engaged and vaccinated, and that's what we're doing.
Do you have any explanation? I mean, the variance between DHBs is astonishing. The best DHB is Tairāwhiti at 69%. The worst is Nelson at 39%. Why the variation? You got any theory?
Oh, every DHB is different and faces different challenges. From a Taranaki point of view, sometimes I think people have to see the impact of influenza before they choose to act. And I think our workforce at the moment's been significantly impacted by influenza. We're running with about 7% of our workforce away, which is about roughly 200 people with COVID and other illness. People want to come to work. People want to do the mahi of the tools, looking after our community. And when people, but when I see there's less people around them to support them, I think they engage. And I think it's about keeping it real.
Well, I hope it works for you, Cameron. Appreciate it very much. Cameron Grant Fagi, who's with the Taranaki DHB.